Would you mind stating your name and a little about who you are, just for our records?
Allison Jacob Mills. I'm 19.
That's okay. When were you sent here, Allison?
I think 3 months ago.
I think that's right. And I know you're under some heavy medication.
Very heavy, yes.
Yes, well, I'm sorry to hear about that. These questions may sound silly. I'm just trying to get a sense of how you're doing with everything. Do you know where you are?
I know it's a psychiatric hospital, but I don't know where.
Okay, that's okay. And you know that I'm not a medical doctor, right?
You ain't?
No, I'm more of a talking doctor. I'm going to listen to what you have to say about anything. And we're going to talk about what happened. Now, you said in court that you weren't... that your mind was sound. And not a lot of people believed you.
My lawyer told me to say I didn't know what I was doing. But I did.
And what was that?
I was trying to kill it.
Can you explain the events that led to the incident? What changed?
Things started happening. Only at night at first.
Wait, sorry. Before we start, I wanted to ask... You seem very sure of yourself. How can you know for sure that it wasn't your mind playing tricks?
When they brought me here, I thought maybe they were right. I might be crazy, but then they gave me the medications, and...
You still see your sister.
It ain't her.
I see. Okay. Please, go on.
Allie! Allie, get up! Someone's trying to get in.
What?
Shh, listen.
I don't hear nothing.
It was there.
The next day I woke up, and she was locked in the bathroom. I didn't think anything of it. She usually gets up for me. But then I heard her crying in there. Becca? Becca, what's wrong?
I think he came into my room.
She showed me her neck. I told her not to worry. Said it was just bug bites. But I could see the teeth marks. The sound woke me up. Becca, what happened? Are you okay?
And what did you think then?
For a moment, I thought something had gotten into her room. Rabid dog, maybe.
But you were on the second floor.
That's why I froze.
You didn't open the door?
Only an inch.
What did you see?
The bed was empty. Blood on the sheets. It was hiding in the corner.
And your sister?
Gone. I knew she was dead. Next day I woke up. There she was at the kitchen table, waiting for me.
But it wasn't your sister.
It looked like her. It did a good job with that.
It?
Yes.
When did you decide to kill it?
At first, I thought it just wanted things to be the way that they were, but then I realized it wasn't eating anything. Whenever it ate regular food, it would have to throw up. It was getting hungrier every day.
And you thought you were in danger?
Yes.
What happened next?
I locked my bedroom door at night so she couldn't get in. It thought I was asleep. I pretended to be. I didn't have anything to hurt it with.
Did it attack you?
No.
How do you know she was there? You had your eyes closed, correct? How do you know it wasn't tree branches on the roof or something like that?
I opened my eyes when I thought it was gone. I saw her in the window, watching me. I tried to kill her the next day.
Allie? What's wrong?
You ain't my sister.
Who else would I be?
You killed her!
Allison, what is that in your hand?
Close your eyes. I don't want you looking at me with her eyes.
Why did you say you tried to kill it?
If you check her grave, it'll be empty.
How'd you hear about that?
What?
The grave robbery.
I haven't. I told you. She didn't die. They buried her, but she wasn't dead.
How do you know?
Because she still watches me sleep.